This is GQDN for June the 16th. Happy Thursday, everybody. You know me as Joe. In today's news, we talk about some time flies, Sony, and Amazon. But today, we start with a Eurogamer announcement. Eurogamer.net saying that the Activision investigation claims no widespread harassment. So, here's what the report said. Contrary to many of the allegations, the board and its external advisors have determined that there is no evidence to suggest that Activision Blizzard senior executives ever intentionally ignored or attempted to downplay the instances of gender harassment that occurred and were reported. While there are some substantiated instances of gender harassment, those unfortunate circumstances do not support the conclusion that Activision senior leadership or the board were aware of and tolerated gender harassment, or that there was ever a systematic issue with harassment, discrimination, or retaliation. So, what do you think about all this? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Sticking with Blizzard and Activision, it was announced today that Overwatch 2 will have some additional information to it. First off, seasons will be added. Okay, so now that they're taking care of seasons, what's going to happen within them? Well, each season will either have a hero or a map. Seasons will be 9 weeks long. This comes to us from BlizzardWatch.com anyway. Sorry about that. Anyway, now we start out with Sojourn, and she will be available to everyone on October 4th when Overwatch 2 releases to everyone. Now, new maps will be announced at later dates. Okay? Furthermore, they did announce a new tank to the squad, and she is called the Junker Queen. Now, there is a story about her. You'll have to check out the YouTube on Play Overwatch, and they will give a full description of the storyline that which she holds herself. So this indeed will be very interesting, and we'll see how this launches, especially since, and thanks to GameSpot.com, there will be no loot boxes in Overwatch 2, which means you cannot play to get loot boxes. But what they're thinking is, the new PvP maps, the new PvP heroes, should be enough to keep you in the game for now until the PvE launches later next year. And right now they're looking at a 2023 launch. So, what could happen there? We don't know. We will definitely be talking about this in the weekly show. So stay tuned, people. Now we go to Destructoid, and they're saying that Amazon Prime Day freebies may have some games on it, including the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. So if you have an Amazon account, stay tuned. Amazon Prime, and you might be able to get some games there. Okay, when I say stay tuned to Amazon Prime in that case. But you can stay tuned to us too. But there is a list that's out there. 10 Second Ninja X, 8 Doors, Arms Afterlife Adventure, Adding Adventures, Bang Bang Racing, Clouds and Sheep 2, Death Squared, Fatal Fury Special, Gina Sisters Twisted Dreams, Gone Viral, Hugh, Manuel Samuel, Metal Slug 2, Metal Unit, Pumped BMX Pro, Puzzle of the Year 10 Pack, Rain World, Road Trip 3 Pack, Samurai Showdown 2, Serial Cleaner, The Crow's Eye, The Dark Side Detective, and The Dark Side Detective, A Fumble in the Dark, King of Fighters 2000, King of Fighters 2002, and the Metro Namekan Slay the Dance Floor. So dance game in that too. We'll keep you informed when that drops, because when that does drop, according to GameSpot.com, well, the Luna controller will be on sale. So if you need a controller for your PC, Luna will be available to you on Amazon Prime Day 2022. And they cut the price for the controller from June 20th through July 13th. So it was billed at $70. You can now get it for $40 here next Tuesday, starting next Tuesday, the 20th. Now we go to a Sony report from DualShockers. This will be the next two ones. And saying that Sony is working on an Xbox-style DualSense for PlayStation 5 Pro. So when the PlayStation 5 Pro comes out, it's going to come out with its own controller, obviously. And the controller, according to what I'm seeing in words, according to what I'm reading, and that Tom Henderson did say about the controller, I've also elaborated a bit better on the analog stick removal. You remove the entire analog unit, meaning that you can presumably replace just the unit rather than the whole controller if you develop a stick drift or any other problems. So while the controller, according to Mr. Tom Henderson on Twitter, says it has some awesome features, we'll see what happens. Now we go to a game I'm a little intrigued by, because DualShockers says that the game Time Flies does have a Summer Game Fest hands on mini preview. So they've gone through the game and they said that if you want to play more things on the game, Time Flies, you could be a fly in Saskatchewan, which is about 85 seconds. But Hong Kong was also an interesting one, but that's only 48 seconds. So you play, you die. You play, you die. You play, you die. That's the way it goes. But still, it's rather intriguing. We end today with a little bit of Xbox. And the indie game demos will be available next week in the ID at Xbox event. So the games will be Batoria, Lost Haven, Broken Pieces, Severed Steel, and Tiny Ken. Just letting you know. Anyway, we'll be talking more games tomorrow, most definitely. Unless more Activision news comes out right here on the GroupQuest podcast. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Go check out all of our partners there at patreon.com/GroupQuest. And go check out the Audible link at thegroupquest.com. We'll see you again tomorrow, guys. Go play some games. Bye for now.